Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
The platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLK HD.
Rono.
Angry Tuesday. The Tuesday after daylight saving time.
I know.
Which I'm not going to get into that right now. I don't want to start the show off complaining about that.
No, it's fine.
I'll save that for the anger diary. So. Yeah. It's not fine, Monica, but that's all right. Tell yourself whatever you want. You feel good?
Well, I'm getting there. I had a little weekend, so.
Yeah. Okay. So well, woman, it's Tuesday.
I know.
Yeah, Monica had such a big weekend, by the way. She had all last week off, and she had the big weekend. And then yesterday she said, shouldn't we take Thursday and Friday off? I'm like, woman, we have to come to work sometimes. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
People rely on us. They need us this week. This is their time of need.
That is right. So I am here today.
She is. So we got you. 52353 in the house. Let us know what you got going on. What's up in your world? What's going on in your house? You fighting with your children, whatever
it
is.
You want to know all their personal business.
Yes, of course I do.
All up in their stuff.
We share all of ours. It's only fair. This is like when you have to swap pictures, naked pictures of your wife on the internet with other people.
Oh,
this is a trade, man.
We're all in this together.
Exactly. This is drama swap. That's what it is. So I want to know your drama. Try to trick my kid into eating a cheeseburger last night.
Didn't work for
failed.
You.
It failed.
Yeah.
I thought I had it. I thought I had the perfect setup. To yep. do this, my son is a very picky eater. Drives me insane because
mm-hmm.
I am not a picky eater and I like good food.
I know.
My daughter's great. She eats
anything, right?
Just about anything. It's perfect. I'm like, where did you come from? What's going on here? Why are you testing me this way? And the one thing that drives me crazy about him is there are certain foods that I know deep down in my soul he would enjoy. He just refuses to eat them. And it's not even that he's tried them and doesn't like them.
Yeah.
He says, and I quote, cheeseburgers are gross. Monica, he's had zero cheeseburgers in his entire life.
Not even one bite?
He's never
had a bite.
Exactly. So how can you tell me you don't like it?
Unless you try it. Right.
And I still he just insists, no. And I refuse to make him a cheeseburger. I don't know. I don't know what to do. And what boggles my mind is the kid likes cheese. The kid eats bread. The kid eats meatballs.
Yep.
The kid eats meatloaf. Cheeseburger's round meatloaf. Okay? It is round meatloaf is really what it is at its core.
What's his preference? He doesn't want it.
So I tried. I thought I had the perfect plan.
Yep.
Yesterday, because he will eat cheese quesadillas with some kind of meat thrown in them a little bit. Put some ham in there. He'll eat it. Put some chicken in there. He'll eat it. I thought yesterday, you know what? I'm going to put some ground beef in there.
Do it. Yeah.
The kid eats meatballs, ground beef. The kid eats meatloaf, ground beef.
So he bites into it?
And we'll put it all in there. And he bites into it, he says,
is this the regular cheese quesadillas?
I'm thinking, ah, crap, here we go. Loss. I said, no, it's, buddy, it's a meatball quesadilla. It's about the branding, yeah. I got this. And he says, oh, I don't like it. Like, darn it!
Oh, no.
Fail.
Yeah.
Didn't work. Yeah. I'm not giving up. I got to figure out a better way. I think I burned the bottom of the quesadilla a little bit too, so I don't have a full picture.
You're going to continue to try to figure it out.
Yes, I am.
I don't think that it's going to work. Just off of Jared. My husband Jared doesn't care for burgers.
He will
eat a burger if that's the last thing, if that's the only thing on the menu.
Yeah. But Monica's husband is a very picky eater.
Very picky.
And what's extra terrifying about him to me is he likes very similar foods to my six-year-old.
Well, my mother-in-law, I think she had a conversation with you and said, well, he started off the same way, and he pretty much doesn't care for his burgers.
I don't listen to mother-in-laws. I don't care. They don't count.
No. She told you. She said, good luck.
I know, and she's right. Curse you elders for being right. How dare you?
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Evelyn, that's her name.
Evelyn.
Yes. She walks into our house and she finds a man in her home.
Okay.
In her bathroom. Now the guy, he says, all I wanted to do was to take a bath and enjoy a grilled cheese and some Cheetos.
Okay.
That's what she finds in her bathroom.
And so she just, Is this in the middle of the night? Is this?
They said she came home from work.
Okay.
And she just discovered a guy. He was all he wanted. If you think about it, if you want to break into someone's home, I mean, you should never do not do that. But if you were that desperate for just a bath and a grilled cheese sandwich.
I feel like the rescue mission has both of those things available for you if you really need them.
You are right about that.
Right?
You are right about that. But she says that he was arrested because you can't. That's a no-no. Do not do that. Of course, I did give a thing hat that suggests that if you find a
squat home, in someone's house. Yes, exactly.
Varies by state.
So this is your fault. Varies by show.
Varies by show. So, and I do feel like he may have listened to the show.
Okay.
We are available. Get the K92 app and you can listen to us anywhere.
So she comes home from a long, hard day's work, and this is what she finds.
It is
a man,
exactly.
I'm guessing, nude.
Well, it's a bath, yeah.
Okay. Well, duh, stupid me.
And he had his plate on the toilet seat. You know, you put the toilet seat, you put the
Oh, he was using your other thing hack,
yes.
The toilet seat tray table, of course.
He did, so he had a grilled cheese and some Cheetos for dinner.
All right, just whipped it up. I mean, what do you really do at that point? Because it's so shocking. I mean, yes, you call the police, but the whole thing is just... It's
you
very
walk into
difficult
it.
To process.
I know, because you have to put yourself into that situation. You become Evelyn. I mean, of course, you can text in. What would you do? What would your reaction be to someone being in your home in that situation?
Well, I would say shock and awe. The only way it's going to be any different.
Do you say hello?
Yeah, I think you try to be moderately polite because you don't want to get stabbed.
There's a naked person in your bath. In your bathroom.
Well,
they're in a bath.
That all depends, Monica, because if you come home and there's a naked man in your bathtub and he's eating a grilled cheese sandwich, I know you're very upset. You're calling the cops.
Yeah.
Now, we flip the script, and some dude comes home, and a relatively attractive woman is in his bathtub eating a grilled cheese sandwich.
You're calling the cops, right?
Possibly.
Shut your mouth.
Probably.
Shut your mouth.
Probably. Probably calling the cops. Most likely. But we are going to say things like, hello.
Is this a setup?
Is this camera somewhere around here?
What's
you ever
going
have
on?
Those? There's something in your house that's just very unexpected, and it can be a thing where you come home and something has just gone horribly wrong or odd. I mean, I will share with you an experience from just the other day.
What?
This was on the weekend, Sunday afternoon. Relatively nice day.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have a screened in porch and everything. Front door is kind of open, you know, let the fresh air come in. So I am sitting in the living room, which is right near the front door, minding my own business, clacking away on my laptop. And I look up, and what do I see staring directly at my face, Monica?
What?
A cat.
A cat.
A cat.
The neighborhood cat.
Fudge.
Oh, see, it is a neighborhood cat.
Fudge is the neighbor's cat, and Fudge was in my house.
In your house?
In my house. Yeah. Oh, Fudge walked into the living room. This is in my living room. Hello, Fudge.
And what do you do? Because, I mean, that's the neighbor's cat. Do you just pick up Fudge? Or
well,
do you
Monica,
invite Fudge to hang out for dinner?
The first thing you do is you say, hey, because that's what I did. And Fudge turned and ran back out because I have a screened in porch. However, what I've learned is there is a little flap in the screen on the door that I need to hammer back down because it's a little bit of a...
Now you gotta be thinking, how many times has Fudge been in your house?
What the fudge? Exactly. Yeah. What's going on? So you have anything random in your house or
stuff happens.
And hey. I will ask because I know the answer. If you're a woman and you come home and there is a man
you
in
call
your
the
house,
cops.
You call the cops. This is unacceptable.
And guys, you
if you're
say,
a man... You have follow-up questions. That's all I'm going
oh
to say.
God.
Men and women are very different creatures, Monica. I think
that
you're aware
true.
Of that.
Yes.
Monica's diamond of the day involved a woman. Hard-working woman.
Right.
Coming home from work.
Long day.
She just wants to chillax.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a nude dude in her bathtub.
Yep.
I just wanted some cheese products. Grilled cheese, Cheetos, and a bath.
That's it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, she calls the cops. There's no doubt.
For sure.
I believe that if the roles are reversed.
If it's Ashley Graham decides to break into your house and make a grilled cheese and some Cheetos, you call the police. There's a woman in my house. Oh, you.
I probably at least drum myself up a grilled cheese sandwich of my own and sit down. We want to get to the bottom of this,
like,
Monica.
You just want to understand?
We want to trust the good nature of our fellow man. Kindest people, ladies, and just make sure, see if she's all right.
That sounds right.
You want to be a helpful individual, a good person.
You just try to understand.
Don't you want to be a good person?
Mm-hmm.
They always tell me to expect the best out of people. I'm just trying to expect the best
That's
out of
them. That's all it is.
Exactly.
Yep.
Now if she's ugly, I'm calling the cops. Text 52353. I'd have to agree with Zach on that one. It would seem more like a miracle versus a criminal action if a very attractive woman showed up in my bedroom. I used to dream as a teenager.
Oh, God.
I'll try to keep this, you know, the teenage boys.
PG-13?
We dream a lot of things. But one thing I always wanted was, you know, 12, 13 years old. And I thought, just once, I want to have that situation where you're walking down the street and you look in that window of the person's house.
Uh-huh.
And some pretty girl's just changing or combing her hair like they do in horror movies with no shirts
on.
In
all the movies,
yeah,
and you just happen to catch that.
Yep. Never happens.
Never happens.
Oh, of course not. Never happens in real life. Monica has every movie fantasy in her life, too. Trains flying off of bridges and briefcases full of money and all sorts of stuff.
My imagination gets the best of me.
Never happens. Nope. This is what happens. See, real life versus your imagination. Your imagination is Ashley Graham is in your bed or your bathtub or whatever. And real life is this dude.
Yep, that dude eating his grilled cheese.
You want the prime example of real life versus the imagination?
Uh-huh.
Go to a nude beach. End of story.
I've heard you say that.
I went to France.
It's different from what you expect. I've never been, but.
It is everything you don't want.
Because when you say nude beach, I think, oh, it must be like a Orlando Bloom mm-hmm. and Katy Perry yeah. kind of thing.
Yeah.
Situation where you have
it's
these
It's Orlando Bloom
stories.
When he's 70 and he's let himself go. I'm just, yeah. Shout out to the person who had a snake in their bathroom. We were talking about things again. You just walk in your house. Here's the crazy thing about this story. Had a snake in our bathroom. I took it outside of the woods. The next day, I'm positive it was the same snake back in the house in the kitchen.
What?
He said he took it further away that time.
Well, that was nice that you actually took it further away instead of, you know. But
most of Monica's
nice.
Stories end with a shovel, just so you know.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
We all got bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a nail biter.
Yep.
And a complainer. What else?
You said that. You said that's it.
I mean, I enjoy cocktails. I don't think I'd take it to excess.
No.
Controlled excess.
Yeah. Have a good time.
Nail biting, which is not on this list of five bad habits that have a silver lining. I will say the silver lining of nail biting is you're sticking a lot of germs and bacteria in your mouth.
So you're building your immune system?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that to be true.
Yeah.
No, of course it's true.
Yeah, I know.
It's just the same way that people who are native to the country of Mexico,
mm-hmm.
they can drink the water there without dying.
Yeah.
The rest of us, we drink it. We can't do it.
Yep. But as you eat your fingernails, you bite them off, you're getting stronger.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I'm not going to test my theory with Mexican water, so don't. No, we're not doing that.
Uh-uh.
There's probably a YouTube channel for that, but we are not that channel. And follow us, K92 Morning Thang on YouTube. Mm-hmm. We will not do that. Okay, so you have one running late all the time.
We're late on occasion. I've been early since I was actually the first one to show up for a birthday party, and it felt weird because I was the first one. You never want to be like that first
one. You know, this is what people do that are chronically late is you bring up the fact that they're chronically late and you're late more than you're not. And they will bring up the one time they got there before everybody else. Like all of a sudden that's your badge of honor.
What? That was not my intention was to show up.
Monica, there were years on the K92 Morning Thing where I was the only person that would show up on time.
Oh.
And the rest of y'all would just show up whenever was convenient for you. And you always say, well, Zach will be there. It'll be fine. Like, thanks
Zach
a
Jackson.
Lot. Thank you. I appreciate that, you jerks. Well, people who are late a lot tend to be people who expect the best,
mm-hmm.
even when it's not realistic. So at least you're optimistic.
Yeah.
And again, I know y'all do the same thing every time. Oh, it'll work out just fine.
Yeah,
I know because I'm here taking care of it. Cleaning up your messes. Chewing gum. Is that really a bad habit?
I don't think so.
Anyway, it's good for you because it'll make you more alert, boost your mood, reduce levels of stress. Cortisol.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad habit.
So you're good on daydreaming. You say that a lot of times to kids. Oh, you're always daydreaming. It helps you be more creative. One study at a smart place called Harvard found that zoning out for about 12 minutes while working on a difficult task can help you find a solution when you return to it.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think daydreaming really is a bad habit. Okay.
Well, it depends. If you do it for 12 minutes.
If you do it for an hour, you fell asleep with your eyes open.
Walk around this building, guys. Man, we are one constant daydream sometimes. This one says using filler words like and that type of thing. They help us absorb what someone's saying because it's slowing down your brain and you are thinking about what's being said and what you're listening to. Big fat complainer. I enjoy complaining. Now, only if you do it right. People who complain effectively tend to be happier than people who just vent. What does that mean? According to this piece of paper in front of me, it's when you complain about something that can be fixed or you direct your complaint to someone who can do something about it.
Yeah. Because then otherwise you're just...
I'm not sure if I do it the right way then!
Can it be fixed?
Can it be fixed? What are you doing, Monica? What are you doing?
I know.
K92, morning thing. Monica Brooks, Zach Jackson, Antoine Terrell. He starts full-time on Monday. Finally.
Yeah.
It's good, because I can get another voice in here to say, what are you doing, Monica?
It was kind of craziness. I know, I said detox.
That's detox. What said?
Yeah. I know. Why did you have to bang your head into the mic?
Because you frustrate me with these things.
Why?
Monica went to New York City, had some fun, and then you've declared detox. Why?
Because I've been really strict with myself on, you know, what I'm trying to be really focused in on my workouts and what I'm eating.
Okay.
And going to New York, I'm like, okay, I don't want to stress out about, oh, how much is in this or whatever, whatever.
Okay.
I said, this is just a weekend. But now it's time for detox cleanse. And
what does that mean? Are you doing something stupid you found on the internet?
It means lots of water and back to the strict no carb. I know. Like strict keto. It's a little detox.
Whatever. You know, this is the problem I think that all we get ourselves into it's fine to say I'm going to behave myself or I'm going to do nutrition-y things or whatever. But you know what? If you have a weekend, like for
you
example,
have a weekend,
this
I know.
Weekend is St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Things happen. Corned beef gets hashed. You know, all sorts of stuff. Fine. Big deal. Go back to your stuff on Monday. But what we do is we sit here and we punch ourselves in the face and we say, I was so bad. Now I must detox.
You feel like detox. But you feel it. Like your body feels it. You know, like didn't you feel so, I don't say bloated, but after you went to like a food fest or something. Like they ate all day, like a weekend of just eating, eating, eating.
Oh, a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Yes. I went, there's a food event called Lamb Stock.
Yeah, and you had food all day, delicious food all day for it. Like you said, nonstop eating.
It was
right.
It was ridiculous. It was the first time in my life I genuinely felt guilty in my soul about the starving kids in Africa. I mean,
you had that much food.
Oh my God!
And you came back. I felt like you had a salad. Like you wanted to just have.
I think
salad.
I had air. I think I was like, I'm gonna have rain for dinner. That's all I'm gonna have.
And that's what it kind of it is. It was one of those weekends where you're just like,
my
okay,
God. Yeah, that event because it's an event. It's for chefs and restaurant people, and I managed to weasel my way into this thing. And so the chefs just take rotations all day long of making food for everybody for this big party. So
it sounds delicious,
non-stop to the point. I'm telling you, I had eaten from 11 a.m. It was midnight. I had not stopped eating all day. I thought I was going to die. And all of a sudden, I hear this voice over my shoulder, and the man says, brisket, brother? I'm like, brother? I mean, we're brothers now.
So you have to.
I must try his brisket.
You got to try it.
Which was the greatest brisket I had ever put in my mouth that I was afraid was going to fall out of my mouth because the food had all come up to my neck hole. Like, it was just, there was no more room.
It was that much.
And I was like, oh! I went over to my wife. I said, you have to eat this brisket. She said, I can't. I said, bear the meat
sweats.
Someone
eat.
Eat this brisket. And I wanted more, but I also wanted to live. So.
That's a crazy amount of food. Yep.
Oh, my God.
And you had a detox after that.
Yeah, it's in August this year. I'm looking forward to that. Got a detox. That's what fine. Monica's, I don't know, drink some of that cayenne pepper lemon water and have, you
the
know,
Beyonce
your
diet.
Cleansing diarrhea all over the place or whatever it is you do. Who's on something stupid right now? You can share with Monica. 52353. That's the text. You doing some dumb diet?
Yeah.
And you know it's dumb because every dumb diet we all do, we know we're being stupid.
Yeah, I've talked to friends before that have, I've tried it before, the military diet, like a 3-day diet or something. That was,
And you know what you find out about yourself is you lie to yourself and you say, well, I can do anything for 3 days.
Yeah.
And then you learn, you can't.
It was really just, it was tuna. It's basically was tuna and water every day.
Delicious. If that's what our military is being fed, I have to write a letter to our congressman. I'm sorry. We're going to lose every war. If they're only getting tuna and water, what are we doing around here?
Some warm tuna.
No wonder they have PTSD. No, can't be doing that. No. Jeez. All right, so Monica's on some stupid cleanse. Enjoy. 52353 if you would like to share.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Lent is a thing that Catholics do.
Uh-huh. Other people do it too.
Give up stuff
for
Lent.
I feel like people do. On social media, I see people say, I'm giving this up.
Oh, the religion, the church of social media. Yes. Yeah, I mean, okay.
But I do. You see friends and family say, okay, I'm going to give this up.
Yeah. So not necessarily Catholic. I think some people, they kind of hop on that bandwagon this time of year. So it's Lent. I'm going to give something up.
Yep.
This guy is giving up everything.
Everything.
Except for beer.
Okay.
So he's going to live off of beer for 46 days.
No.
This is a thing that monks used to do back in the 1600s, according to this guy.
I'm going to have all styles of beer. I am. Like I said, I am nervous. I'm very nervous about it. I've never, like I said, I've only fasted for 4 days. That would be their liquid bread, and that's what they call it. So the monks in Bavaria called this, they would call Doppelbock liquid bread. And basically, it would sustain them through 46 days of Lent.
He's going to try it.
He's going to try
it. He's going to go for it.
He works at a brewery, of course.
Yeah, so.
So 46 days of beer. How does that work? There's no way. There is no way.
I think he's going to do it.
Okay.
I think he's going to do it because there's different flavors. So he can have dessert beer, have some chocolate.
No, I understand there's variety, but just about the general nutrition situation
here? I know, but I think
here.
He's going to make it work using the different flavors.
How do you
he's
do it not
work.
Being like blind drunk also?
Just a little bit at a time.
Drink old duels all day long. My non-alcoholic
liquid bread. Make
sure
to have
bread.
Your Uber ready.
Delicious. Uber everywhere. Yeah, I mean, you got to Uber everywhere for 46 days. We'll go broke.
Number two,
trending. You ever read any of those super long user agreements?
Nope, no one does.
Oh, you say no one does?
Well, I mean, I think maybe 2% of people.
Well,
The fine print.
Donalan, is that her name? I had a Donilan. Donilan?
Who?
D-O-N-E-L-A-N. How would you say that name?
Donalan?
Dunlan?
Dunlan.
Dunlan. 59-year-old Dunlan Andrews. She won $10,000 because she read the fine print.
$10,000?
You didn't see the story?
No.
Yeah, so Dunlan. We're going to call her Dunlan. She teaches at a high school south of Atlanta.
Okay.
And Dunlan leads a very exciting life because she says she always reads every single user agreement and contract she signs.
Whoa.
Ha. So she read one for an insurance company, for an insurance policy. And in the fine print, they had decided to do a contest where if someone actually saw this in the fine print, they'd give them $10,000 if they were the first person to say, hey, I saw this thing here. And she did. They thought, so they were going to give you a year. 1 year. And if no one saw it, then we're not going to pay it out. And they thought, oh, yeah, this is probably going to go the whole year. Dunlan, day one.
Day one.
She ruined everything by sitting down and reading the user agreement. But she won $10,000. So good for her.
Number one.
And she probably spent it on cat litter. I'm just guessing. See the woman that won the lottery in Virginia yesterday 30 times?
What are you talking about? I missed it.
What you talking about, Willis?
What are you talking about? You said 30 times.
30 times. Woman in Virginia, Richmond, won the lottery 30 times.
So how much money in one day?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
No. Nah. How much money are you talking about? What?
$150,000. She did the pick four, the one that you had the vision for, and you refuse. Monica Brooks, if you missed it, I'll refresh it because I like making her hurt and drag her through the pain. She had a very, very vivid dream. It wasn't even a dream. It was a vision. You had a vision of four numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the dream was. It was a message.
They flashed.
And you, for some reason, chose to not play those lottery numbers the next day. And they came
up. They came out that night.
Uh-huh.
They came out that next day.
They kept coming up.
And I kept on ignoring the signs.
Well,
I guess
that's what Deborah did. She saw the signs. 1031. So she bought 30 of the pick fours, the dollars.
Yeah.
She bought 30 of them. Said she bought 20 of them. And then the number just, she had more of a hunch. She said she just kept seeing it. She saw those numbers. So she bought 10 more. So she won 30 times.
Can you imagine if I did that? Yeah, I could have done that.
I know you could have.
Could have.
You ruined everything.
I know. I know. I tried to block that out because that was very...
Well, I tried to bring it back up to remind you. Don't ignore these things.
I messed up.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's anger diary.
Dear diary, can we just one time come together as a people and agree on something? Look, I know we're probably never getting world peace or even an argument-free Thanksgiving between Democrats and Republicans, but can we please put all of our differences aside this one time and agree to get rid of daylight savings time forever? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Daylight saving time. Ugh, you see, the whole thing is just filled with attitude. Yes, at one time in our lives we needed this thing, but that time is over. You know what else we used to need? Quills. Yeah, big old feather, you dipped it in ink, and then you wrote things out on giant scrolls. Sure, we used to need that. Now, we have voice-to-text, so we don't need quills anymore. And that's what daylight saving time is, an outdated fossil that we don't need anymore. Nobody even knows why we do it. Oh, it's for the farmers? No, I don't think they care. No, it's to save money on candles? Yeah, again, like the quill thing, we don't need that. Nobody knows. And hey, I understand how you're feeling right now. Tired. We're all tired. I hate to be all whiny about losing 1 hour of sleep, but we're losing 1 hour of sleep and I'm tired. How about this? When we get to fall back, let's just fall back a half hour and then be done with this thing and never do it again. Why is that so impossible to consider? And you know what? Even if it is impossible to consider, can we at least agree that springing forward at 2 a.m. on Saturday night is a very stupid idea? I bet if you sprung forward at 4 p.m. on a Friday and took us all right to happy hour, that would be something we could all get behind. Mm-hmm. Granted, that also means we gotta fall back into an extra hour of work later in the year, so that's out. Again, people, a half hour, and then we never have to do this again. Ultimately, we all know whose fault this is. Ben Franklin. Yep. Yeah, I'm looking at you, you quill-toting founding father, filling our heads full of things like early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. No, it doesn't. It makes a man tired. I feel a heck of a lot smarter on the weekends when I've gotten some extra sleep, and now you're stealing that hour from me with your spring forward nonsense. And we put this guy on the $100 bill, the coolest bill in all the rap videos? This is $2 bill talk right here. Uh-huh. That's where he deserves to be. And yes, I'm aware, Ben Franklin didn't actually invent daylight savings time. Yeah. Congratulations to you for using Google. He may not have invented it, but he sure was happy to take credit for it. Uh-huh. And since that's what they told me in school, I'm laying all the blame on him. Yep. Half hour, people. We can make this happen. Oh, who am I kidding? We couldn't even agree what color that dress was on the internet. Forget it. Till next time, diary, I say goodbye.
I know. Why do we do it to ourselves?
I don't know.
We don't have to.
Sometimes brutal. Always out of love. Aw. The K92 Morning Thangs. Let's be honest.
Always hit up Miss Monica. You want some sort of advice? You got issue going on in your life, your relationship. What is good is there are people that go through the same stuff as you. Even if it is really jacked up and weird.
Yeah, I know. It happens.
There's always somebody.
And there's folks out there that are they want to give advice.
We say good morning now to Not Beth. Hello, Not Beth.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Doing good. Thank you for sharing your jacked up life with us. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. So I hope everyone can help me.
Okay. We will do our best. What we know so far is your boyfriend has a flaw. And I'm racking my brain trying to figure out what it is.
Okay. So it's I don't know. I think it's kind of a big flaw. My boyfriend's very lazy, like really lazy. Should I tell you everything?
No, we want to know nothing. No details. No. Okay. So it's
today I don't feel like doing anything.
He's very lazy, you say.
He is.
Okay, now I am a man who enjoys nothing. I really do enjoy doing nothing. People say that all the time. Oh, if you won the lottery, you'd still work because you'd get bored. Now I say, try me. I mean, seriously, I don't need to do. There's very little that I need to do to enjoy a day.
It's okay to enjoy a day and have a relaxed day,
yes,
day to decompress.
But I could decompress a long time.
But if it's every day.
I'd love to decompress. Okay, Cher, go ahead.
Okay, so he hasn't been able to hold a job for like more than 6 to 7 months. Mm. And then he complains about money.
Yeah. So are you supporting him?
Yeah.
Problem.
We don't even live together, and he's got an apartment. He lives with two guys, and sometimes he needs money to pay for his portion of the rent and utilities.
Yep.
And yeah, so I pay his bills. And we're both 23, and we don't even live together.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Are you prepared for the fact that most everybody is going to call in and tell you that this relationship is a loser relationship and you need to move on? Is that just what?
No, it's not, but I think the fact that she's calling in is where, if you care about him, that's your boyfriend, but at the same time, you might...
Well, I know how it sounds, but...
Right.
Here's the thing, like, I love him so much, and we've been friends since high school.
Okay.
So we're both 23 now,
okay.
And we started dating a couple years ago, but here's the deal, like, I'm still in school, I live at home, and I work.
Right, you're so getting it done. Yeah, I can see that, and he's sort of taking advantage of that situation. Mm-hmm. Let's look at it this way and see if we can do some advice this way, Monica.
Okay.
As we'll put it out to the people. And you can call in right now. What I'm looking for are two things.
What's that?
What I'm ultimately looking for is someone who says, I was in this situation and he did de-lazify himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's 23. Y'all are children. I mean, there is that point in your life where you decide, okay, I'm an adult now and I need to do adult things. And
right.
Clearly he's not there yet. But does that happen? So someone who can tell me, yes, it did actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we had this discussion. He got his life together. Everything worked out. Then, of course, there's the other side.
Yep.
Don't believe his mess, and it's never going to change. We can get into that, too. So 774-9236, 800-468-9236. We got the text, 52353. And you've known him for years and years, and you say you are in love, 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 love.
I love him.
Okay.
I love him. I just want to motivate him.
Okay. Let's see if there is any way to help on that. Hang on for us, not Beth, and we will get to you next on the thing. Going.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love.
Oh.
The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
She's in love.
She is.
We do this out of love.
Mm-hmm.
We try to get to the bottom of things. We welcome back not Beth. Hello, not Beth.
Hi.
So your boyfriend, who you are very much in love with, We'll call him not a go-getter at this point in his life.
Yeah, that would probably describe him very well.
You guys don't live together, but you've known each other a long time. You're giving him money. You're paying his bills.
Yeah.
And there's just a segment of men, and they confuse me, Monica,
uh-huh,
that are okay with this. And
He's a very young guy, too.
For as much as I enjoy doing nothing, and I've enjoyed that my entire life, uh-huh, I've never felt comfortable with this situation either.
No, and it sounds like he's a little too comfortable.
I know. I mean, I felt, at 23 years old, I would have felt very uncomfortable if either of my parents gave me money. I mean, that just, mm-hmm, it would have bothered me. I just didn't like it. People change, though, or do they? So let's get some calls in here. Let's see if we can help out not Beth. We start with Jessica. Good morning, Jessica and the angry dog. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Okay. Jessica, what's on your mind?
So I was in a relationship very similar to this. It actually makes me pretty emotional because, I was in a relationship for 3 years, and I paid his bills, and he wrecked his car. I gave him a car, and, over $10,000 later, it was a very bad breakup. He was very abusive.
Oh.
He turned very abusive, very angry, didn't appreciate anything I did for him.
He was a
I
user.
I lived with him. He was very abusive. I had to get a restraining order.
Mm.
And I'm still trying to build my life back up.
Well, and clearly you're very emotional about the whole situation,
yeah,
as
so,
you say, and rightfully so,
mm-hmm,
because this is a thing where, and you were in love with this person, and that's sort of what you
it
let guide you.
I was in love. I would do anything for him. He was my high school best friend. He was my middle school best friend.
What?
So what happened was, after we got out of high school, we were like, let's move in together, you know? And I found out he had really dark secrets, and he could not get his life together. He was very lazy.
Yeah.
He didn't, you know, I would give him money. He would expect me to pay for a new phone. He would smash his phone and be like, I need a new phone. And I would go get him one to make his life better.
I don't understand. I really just don't understand guys that are okay with doing that. It just, it doesn't feel like being a man to me.
Well, no, it's crazy. He needs
when
his help.
I ended the lease. It was $1,000 to end the lease. I did it by myself. I moved him back in with my mom. I've been there with my mom for 2 years, and I'm still trying to build back up my savings.
Mm-hmm.
I left with $0. I had over $10,000. I had money from my grandpa and...
But you know what? Here's the thing with that. Money is money.
Mm-hmm.
And
money is money.
We lose it. We gain it. We do whatever over time. But your personal well-being, your personal safety, your personal mental health, those are what's important. And I mean, you know, even though as hard as it's been, you're making the right decision. You know that.
Definitely.
Which is good.
And she's doing it now.
And I would definitely, I would suggest to Not Beth that you need to sit down with him. You need to have a real talk. You need to see what his motivations are, if he has any, if he appreciates them truly. He'll tell you anything if it's not true. So you just have to watch for that. And you have to make sure that this is not draining you. You have a future. You're 23. I'm 23. And I'm trying to build my life back up because of a man.
Right.
And I don't want that to ever happen to her again. She needs money. She needs to save that money. And she needs to make sure she uses it for a down payment for a home with her future husband. And that, you know, make sure that he's going to school or doing something productive, you know, at work, financially trying to move up, trying to better themselves.
And you are, which is awesome. And I think you've realized he does not define you on any level.
Exactly.
And he never will. It's a time in your life, and it's a learning experience, and you're doing the right thing. And hopefully you have a support staff of people, and it sounds like you do, that have your back. And we build forward on this.
And we thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jessica. Not Beth, I would say that's a cautionary tale right there.
Oh my God, that made me very sad. Yeah,
it's the sad thing is it happens a lot. I mean, I have 20 texts in front of me that are telling a similar story, and it's not to say that every story is the same, but the red flags are there, and you need to, like Jessica says, take a long, hard look at all of this. And if you know deep down what the answer is at this point, and I'm not going to tell you what that is because you know. And you just have to make that decision, have that conversation, and go from there.
I'm scared, though.
It is scary. Life is scary.
Yeah.
But we will. We got your back, and we would love to stay in touch too, because you've shared your story, and we appreciate Jessica sharing hers. And you let us know what happens next.
Okay.
All right. Hang on for me 1 second, Not Beth.
I know that was a lot right there.
That was.
Didn't expect that.
But that's what happens.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, you know, I know him, or, you know, it can be a different situation.
And she's young. At least she's finding out now.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Exactly.
Find out now.
It's the testament, as far as I'm concerned, that it's not to say that you can't get married young and be successful.
Right.
But it is a lot harder to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you haven't even gotten to real adult life yet. You haven't even figured it out. You don't even know what you want to do, who you are, where you want to live, and does that person share the same ideas?
But you got to live and learn.
You do.
Hey! WXLK HD.
Rono. It's your thing in the morning.
Love is a messed up thing, man.
Mm-hmm. But you got to find your way.
It drags you into situations. Certainly teaches you things about life and people and yourself.
Nothing's easy.
Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. Yeah. You gotta make real hard decisions. Not Beth says she's gonna keep us posted.
Yep.
So we'll see. She's gotta either get out of the relationship or have a serious talk. I don't have a single text at 52353 of someone who went through this situation and the guy turned his life around.
Not one positive.
None.
At all.
I have one similar thing happened to me. Dated and lived with a guy for a year, was in love, paid for everything. Turned out that his, quote, laziness was that he was busy cheating on me while I was at work paying for his bills. So I guess at least he was doing something with his time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
There you go.
This person does point out, I mean, this is really where you can look at it. People change only when they have reason and motivation to change. This dude currently has no reason to change as long as someone else is meeting all of his needs.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and Alicia says, get yourself a savings account, deposit the money you would normally give to him, put it into savings, and then you need to take care of yourself. And then maybe he'll come around.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess fingers crossed that she'll wake up and realize.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Or she'll cut the cord, and that'll be it. Either he'll wake up and realize that he needs to get his act together, or she'll wake up and realize it's time to move on from this situation. We have all ex-husband now of 7 years over the moon in love. Got worse and worse and worse. And just there is a kind of dude that has no shame.
Yep.
I don't know.
Not a care in the world.
I don't know what's wrong with their DNA. It's the same kind of guy that has kids and then isn't in their lives and doesn't seem to care.
Right.
That drives me insane too. As a man, you're not a man.
No.
You're not. We need a label. You know, we label a lot of different groups of people, men, women, and otherwise. So I think we as men need to band together and say those aren't men and they need a different label.
Kick him out of the mail.
Schmuck. Yeah, yes, you're out of the mail. You're out. Get out. You're not a real man, and you're making the rest of us look bad, so get the heck out. Yep. You're done here. You don't even get your label anymore.
Yeah, well, we'll hopefully get an update from her. And
little boys. That's what we will call them. You're a bunch of little boys.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Demi Lovato going through a breakup. She said that she split up from Henry Levy. They were spotted 4 months ago walking and holding hands and laughing, but she says now... there's a split.
Well, they were rehab buddies.
Yeah.
And I had heard somewhere that he was spotted trying to buy drugs or something
Okay, well, that's a good split for her.
So something tells me that he was kind of going back down that path, and she said goodbye.
She said, nope, can't deal with it. It's only 4 months together anyway. So she's like,
good for her.
Yeah, so she was on Instagram showing a little self-love. So she, she had some flowers delivered to herself.
Oh,
so she says, yeah, self-love.
All right.
Love yourself.
Yeah, absolutely, as you should.
And you should love yourself and love your body when working out. Brie Larson, she says, you can look like me. If you know Brie Larson, she's Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
And you can now download an app that has her workout so you can look like a superhero.
And I think it's free.
It is free.
They're offering it for free if you want to do the Captain Marvel workout. I saw her pushing a car at some point.
I know. I got
to
do that one
day. Monica wants to push a car.
And she said it's a series of 6 45-minute routines. So you have deadlifts, lunges, and hip thrusts, all that stuff going on.
Look at you set up. Did you want to push a car or pull a car?
I want to pull a car.
You want to pull a car. Okay.
Push a car.
Anyone can push a car. Yeah. I see those people all the time.
Yeah, you can accidentally lean against a car, depending on how small it is. Seeing that happen.
All right, so let's set that up. Let's get you to pull a car. We can do that.
Pull a car for charity. I don't know.
I was just going to pull a car for YouTube. That's fine. If someone wants to give some money to a charity, that's good. I think you can, too.
Yeah.
I watched Monica deadlift a T-Rex at the gym before.
A bodybuilder at the Robin concert in New York. He said, you look like you deadlift. He told me that. I'm like, well, is that a compliment? He was a deadlifter.
Because you deadlift.
I'm like, I do. I enjoy it. So,
no, she does.
I can pull a
car. The scary thing is, and this will be in Monica's story when it comes out like Ted Bundy tapes, is what she does is she loves deadlifts so much, she murders. Just to lift the dead body. That is the twist. That's the fitness
Get
twist.
Right. Netflix original.
It'll be great. It'll be she murders for health.
Woo!
Yeah, you murder for health. I love it. Perfect. Anything else, or have I just ruined every story?
That's
fantastic.
Good.
The K92 morning things. Hook up.
I like you a lot.
Or hang up.
Goodbye.
We met Natalie last week, Monica. She's our Halsey. She's the K92 Morning Things Halsey.
She really is. I mean, you hear the details of what description of what she looks like. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, okay.
So she goes out on
a
date with Brian.
Couple.
Brian with a Y. It's Halsey and Be Easy. Here's what happened in their 60 seconds.
Hi, Brian. What do you look like? Are you tall?
Yeah, I'm tall. I'm right at like 6'1". Kind of a lean guy. I like to run. Are you into like fitness?
No, not really at all. Hopefully my metabolism doesn't fail me, but on occasion I'd like to do yoga. How old are you?
I'm 25. I think I look a little bit older because I got a scruffy beard, though.
Okay.
Oh, I can't do scruffy beards.
No scruffy beard.
I really don't care for them.
All right, no problem. I mean, come this spring, I'm going to be shaving it off, so.
Oh, okay.
What do you look like?
I have short hair.
Okay, whoa. I don't really do short hair.
Okay.
But... Wait, what?
I'm just kidding. Go.
Okay. My hair is similar to the singer Halsey. Like, it's short and blonde.
Okay.
I mean, I'm in pretty good shape.
Okay, time is up. She wanted to throw that in there. Okay, she's like, I hate the gym, but I just want to let you know.
But I look good.
I look good. I'm good. All right. That is your 60 seconds.
And we welcome back Natalie. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, guys.
The 60 seconds, you know, if I'm being honest, looking at it in hindsight, I was a little nervous for it. When we had the scruffy beard there for a minute.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Brian immediately said, that's okay, I'll shave my beard. I don't care. And then he did talk about short hair and not liking it, but he also acted like that was a joke. But it was an awkward joke.
It was. But the date, but 60 seconds, that is awkward.
It is. You're trying to be funny, which is virtually impossible. You listen to this show, we're funny once every 3 weeks. That's all it is. Natalie, what's the update?
Yeah, so, I mean, things are good. I guess we went out on a date. Definitely attracted to him. Despite the beard, he still has the beard. But,
okay.
Still attracted to him, and I think he'll look even better without it.
Okay, so and, you saw it. It wasn't an absolute deal breaker, but you would also like him to eventually get rid of it.
Yes, but we went out to dinner. We had good conversation. I felt like there was definitely chemistry, and we're going to go out again this weekend.
Okay,
good.
Yep. So far, you guys are doing better than my friends.
All right, good.
Setting me up.
Take that, Natalie's friends. That'll teach you. Success is good. We like success. Yeah. And if anyone wants to do a future hookup or hangup, just hit up Miss Monica on Facebook or Instagram or whatever the heck, website.
Let me know.
And we'll send you to your 60 seconds and your dating destiny. And Natalie, we expect an invitation to the wedding and the baby shower.
Of course.
Big jumps here. Huge jumps. Now we're being pushy, just like her friends.
I know.
That's how it works. Now, it's all good. If you got anything to let us know about, certainly stay in touch, okay?
Okay.
Breaking Google Game news.
Warp speed.
Sweeping in like Iron Man out of the sky. It's DJ Freddie Mac in the house. He is also an option to play the Google Game this morning. And you know how I know this, Fred? I just watched you clean the distracting eye boogers out of your eyes. So now I believe you're ready.
Yeah,
waking it up.
Ready to go.
Let's do it. Just like my beagle. Every morning I gotta clean the boogies out of her eyes to get her ready for the day. Let's get somebody in here. We will start with Erin. Hello, Erin.
Hello.
Okay, Erin, your choice. Monica Brooks or the freshly deboogered Freddie Mac?
I'm gonna go with Monica.
Okay. Monica Brooks. Woo. Good luck, Erin. 15 seconds in the Google Game Warp Speed Edition. These are real searches that people do. When you're on Google and you type stuff in, it gives you all those suggestions.
Uh-huh.
What is the number one suggestion? Are you ready, Monica Brooks?
Ready.
She's been in the news lately. Here we go. Number one answer. 15 seconds, Monica, to complete this search. Did Jennifer Lopez ever...
get married, get engaged, lose a ring, have 5 rings, have millions, have kids with A-Rod, get dumped. Has J-Lo, has she ever divorced? Did she ever?
I'm sorry, none of those were the number one answer. Though I do applaud anyone who searches, did Jennifer Lopez ever? Well, yeah, I forget now. Okay, so the number one answer, I'm sorry, win a Grammy. Win a Grammy.
Has she?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think she has.
Mm-mm.
I might be wrong, but no. So, no. Erin, thank you so much for calling in. Too bad. So sad. We move on now to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
All right, Chris. It's you and Freddie Mac. Are you ready?
We're ready. Let's do this.
Okay. Freddie Mac, 15 seconds. Number one answer. Good luck, Chris. Complete this search. I can't remember my...
keys, phone, book, tablet, iPad. I can't remember my password. Mm. I can't remember my code, my bank pin, my kids. I can't remember my kids' names.
No.
I can't remember my name.
Oh, dreams.
I
can't remember my dreams. Sorry, Chris. Thank you for calling in, though. Let's go to Stephanie. We have two different Stephanies. So we start with Stephanie with no initial for your last name. Hello, regular Stephanie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Monica Brooks or Freddie Mac? Google Game Warp Speed Edition. Which one do you want?
Monica.
Monica Brooks.
All right.
Can you do this?
I believe so.
Can you give me the number one answer for regular Stephanie? Why do poor people...
Poor people not have money, not have food, I don't know, not work. Why do poor people have poor hygiene? Why do poor people have cigarettes, cell phone, weed? Why do they have drugs? Why do they have, what?
Smoke.
Why do they smoke?
Why do poor people smoke? You were so close, but I can't give it to you because the prize is huge.
I know.
She said like half cigarettes or something.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So good try. You were so close. You know what we're going to do, Fred?
Yeah.
We go to backup Stephanie. Hello, Stephanie T. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Are you the winning Stephanie? That's the question.
I hope so. It'd be awesome.
Okay. Let's find out.
Okay.
Now, Freddie Mac. Good luck. Number one answer. How do you answer?
How do you answer this question? How do you answer your parents? How do you answer the phone?
Yes, there it is. Okay. How do you answer the phone?
That was getting really hyped. People were like, come on, just say it.
Yep.
Just say it.
I'm like,
Fred,
come on, it's so stupidly easy. You don't even. That's what made that one hard.
Yeah, because you don't think it's the obvious thing.
Well, because you think who needs to Google that?
That too.
How do you answer the phone?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Or some people just pick it up.
Hit the button.
Who is this? Like, oh gosh.
Real aggressive out the gate.
Or do you ever have anyone in your life who just picks it up but says nothing?
Yeah.
My grandma used to do
that. Some people do that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She would just pick up the phone and not say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's your grandson. Hello? Where was that before?
I think it's the government.
Yeah, it's Freddie Mac. It's the fact checker. That's what it is. This is all your fault.
Yeah,
you ruined my grandmother.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Well, congratulations, big winner, Stephanie T. In the house.
She got a pair of 2-day passes to Pharrell Something in the Water Fest, which is going on in Virginia Beach, April the 26th through the 28th. You can get your tickets somethinginthewater.com.
And good news, Stephanie, because Monica did not win the prize for you, you do not have to take her with you either.
Wonderful.
Okay, good.
Wonderful.
She's like, oh, thank God, because I wasn't going to do that.
No. It's time to play.
Since I found that Guess the Animal thing yesterday, I like playing around with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Monica, you do actually know the answer to Guess the Animal question number one, but let's pretend like you don't.
Oh.
There's a tourist in Florida who's in trouble for harassing what animal?
Could it be a pelican?
It is a pelican.
Yeah.
And I know this also because Monica brought me this story yesterday.
Yeah, I was watching the news and it was so stupid.
So what was he doing to the pelican?
He was harassing the pelican and throwing things at the pelican, and he even yelled out, "I will eat you for dinner." So it was the stupidest story, but they said, brace yourself if you, some may want to turn away from this news story.
If you're very sensitive about the plight of the pelican, not the penguin. Screw penguins. We don't care about them right now.
A guy in South Florida has been harassing a pelican. I'm like, what?
Pelicans are so unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they taste like?
Probably not that good.
I'm thinking just a gamey.
Yeah.
Sort of. They've got to be fishy a little bit because that's what they eat.
Yeah.
And, you know, most animals taste like what they eat, but they're also a bird. So it's probably like
fishy chicken.
Shrimpy chicken. Yeah.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Well, this guy's in trouble. And they're on the lookout for him for his pelican assault.
You don't mess with the pelican.
No, according to the story, he was luring the pelican with a piece of fish, then yelling, "I'm going to eat you for dinner."
Yep.
And then I guess he jumped into the water on top of the bird.
Yes.
While somebody was filming and laughing about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? There's plenty of different loopholes we can get you in big trouble.
Heck yeah.
Because he did this in Key West, Florida, in the Key West Historic Seaport. So that makes it a national historic government property something or other. So you can get in big trouble for that. Also, a brown pelican, which is a protected species that you cannot feed or touch.
Ooh.
So he has a warrant out for his arrest. Yes.
So we have video. I always wonder when you have video and everything else, like all the evidence is there. You're like, we don't know where he is.
We can't find him.
We can't find this man.
And
he's on Facebook like,
look at me banging this pelican.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we don't know. Authorities have not been able to find the man. They, I'm going to guess, are not kind to you in prison if what are you in for? Harassing a pelican is the situation.
Right.
It's not a super tough one. Okay, next up. This one you don't know in Guess the Animal. So tell me, Monica, this is in Vermont, the small town of Fairhaven. What animal has just been voted mayor?
A cat.
No.
Mm-mm.
Hmm. A goat.
You are correct. A goat. Yep, that's right. Goat in the house.
I think my goat's better than this. Because this is goat on record. A Nubian goat. Hello.
Oh.
Lincoln has been voted the honorary mayor of Fairhaven, Vermont. Yes, that's right. Somebody's email is going off here somewhere. Congratulations to him. Where did that come from? What a great question. Was that in the music? I don't know. Anyway, he's been voted 13 votes. He beat out Sammy the dog, who got 10.
Aw, Sammy.
Yeah, they did a contest, 16 pets. It was open to all town residents. You had to pay $5 to get your pet up for the mayor. They were trying to raise money for a playground. They raised about $100, so not a lot.
And they wanted like a cool rep, so that's the goat.
And Lincoln has already had all of the other candidates murdered. I mean, that is just, that is wrong. I don't know what's going on there, these animals.
The K92 Morning Thing.
All the audio that matters. It's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thing.
Would you like Matthew McConaughey to read you a bedtime story?
Sure, why not?
I think that he's got a good voice for it. This is doing on some app or website or whatever.
Well, hello there.
I'm asleep already.
I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder.
Oh, he could kill it with ASMR.
Before we begin, as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow.
Okay, you know what? On Daylight Saving, I can't do that to anymore.
Mm-mm.
It's too good. He's too good. Who's got more annoying voices of audio? Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow, her voice is annoying. With that. She says she has not quit acting. People wonder, have you quit acting?
I've never said that I am quitting acting. Goop is my full-time passion, and being the founder and CEO of Goop is what I do all day, every day. And occasionally, when something is the right thing and it works out around my children and my Goop life, I'm able to participate.
Okay.
All right. I mean, she has money. She can just do whatever.
Right. She's rich. You don't need to bother right now. This is interesting. We're talking about voices. So, you know, you have Siri and you have Alexa. Whisper it. So I don't really want to wake anybody's things up. They're all female. And then I guess you can have the male voices. They have developed an AI voice that they say is genderless. Because that's, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Is a thing. So here's the voice.
Hi, I'm Q, the world's first genderless voice assistant. Think of me like Siri or Alexa, but neither male nor female. I'm created for a future where we are no longer defined by gender.
What gender are you gravitating toward? Because I know that's just the way it works.
Oh, I can hear a male.
You think it's a man?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But rather, how we define ourselves. My voice was recorded by people who neither identify as male nor female, and then altered to sound gender neutral, putting my voice between 145 and 175 hertz.
So there's really no way to know.
Nope.
None at all.
That's all right.
Two funny stories. Kevin Nealon, comedian. He's much older than his son. I think he's somewhere around 60, and his son is only about 10 years old. So there's a big age gap situation there. He talks about going skiing with his son.
I get tired, and it's a lot of work when you take your kid out. You got to get the rental skis, and you got to put the boots on. And we go skiing all day, and we stay out until, like, the last lift goes up. And all I'm thinking all day is, I can't wait to get back to the hotel, take a hot bath, and just get in bed as soon as we get back there.
Yeah.
And then on the shuttle on the way back to the hotel, he goes, Daddy, when we get back to the hotel, let's play in the snow. Let's have a snowball fight and build a snow fort and all that stuff, you know?
Oh, no.
And I say, yes, that's a great idea. Because, you know, I want him to have the memory of me having a heart attack in the snow.
Speaking of heart attacks, comedian Ricky Gervais says he doesn't care if he dies. About death.
I don't care. No, don't worry about being dead. So, you don't know about it. That's the best thing about being dead. You don't know about it. It's like being stupid. It's only painful for others. So I don't care. I don't care.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.